Sunak versus Starmer, the two men vying to be the next British Prime Minister, did battle for an hour on ITV last night, clashing over the NHS, cost of living, education and immigration. They tore into each other's election promises, the Guardian said. A tetchy showdown, said the BBC. A rather phony show of sneering and spite was the London Times assessment. Here's presenter Julie Etchingham asking the two men if the UK's health service is broken.
The NHS is still recovering from COVID. We went through the best part of 2 years where the NHS couldn't conduct all the treatments it normally would. And it is going to take time to recover from that. But we are now making progress. The waiting lists are coming down. But what Keir Starmer didn't mention to you, which you did, Julie.
Waiting list, 7.2 million. They're now 7.5 million. He says they're coming down. And this is the guy who says he's good at maths.
Yeah, they are now coming down. They are now coming down.
7.2 when you said you'd get them down. 7.2 million. They're now 7.5 million. I'd like you to explain how they're coming down.
Because they were coming down from where they were when they were higher.
7.2.
And they're now on their way down. They are down, right? Yes, because the NHS was impacted by industrial action. And if it wasn't for that, half a million appointments would have been saved.
So it's somebody else's fault.
No.
And on it went on the NHS for some time. Our correspondent with eyes on that first debate was Fiona Mitchell. What did you make of it, Fiona?
Well, Mary, it was often testy, as you say, and bad-tempered, and I think more so than anybody had really expected. It was clear that Rishi Sunak had decided to come out fighting, and you can understand why, given where he and his party are in the polls right now. I mean, they are trailing Labour considerably. That hasn't changed. They haven't been able to bridge that gap. And I suspect he saw last night as potentially an opportunity to do that. So it was always his to win and Keir Starmer's to lose, as it were. Of course, Rishi Sunak's also carrying the weight of having been in government for 14 years. So he inevitably faces the questions of, well, if you have the answer to a problem now, why haven't you fixed it before this? And it has been a bad few weeks, as I say, for Mr. Sunak. The announcement, of course, in recent days of Nigel Farage's candidacy for Reform UK won't have helped. So he decided to take some key lines and to make sure to repeat them over and over again. The issue of raising taxes, he accused Labour of going to raise people's taxes by £2,000 per person. Also on immigration, he pressed Keir Starmer for an answer to exactly what he would do. I mean, essentially, he was saying, stop telling us we're doing everything wrong and tell us exactly how you are going to fix this. And it took... At points, it did take Keir Starmer a while to respond to some of these things. I mean, for example, that £2,000 per person taxation claim, it was some time before Keir Starmer retorted with that, calling it garbage. He did take quite a while to dismiss that, though, and that is a blow that may very well have landed for people who watched the early part of the debate and may have thought that this is actually the case. So Keir Starmer is going to have to watch that in the debates that come from here on in. But as I say, it was testy, it was difficult, it was bad-tempered, and it was clear that there was a lot more at stake for both men, I think, than most had considered before this debate began.
Did Starmer do anything in the course of last night's debate to tackle this, I suppose, this received wisdom that's been around for a long time, this charisma deficit tag that's attached to him?
Well, he tried, you could tell at points that he was trying to stay very calm. There was a difficult, at the several difficult points for Julie Etchingham, where she asked both candidates to stop talking over one another. But you could tell that, you know, at points he smiled, at points he allowed Rishi Sunak to go ahead and look like he was getting angrier. And perhaps he felt that was going to win him some support. But to be honest, you could also interpret that as that element of people saying he can be a little bit dull. He is quite lawyerly. He is a lawyer, so that is understandable. And he can be quite lawyerly in how forensic he gets into something. So, as I say, on that £2,000 issue, he didn't come at it for a while. And when he did, he got into a lot of detail about it. But he probably should have given a shorter answer and sooner. And I think that is something that he is probably going to have to learn going into future debates.
Briefly, when do they meet again?
There will be more debates in the coming weeks. Obviously, it's 4 weeks tomorrow. We don't have any confirmed details as of yet, but we would expect at least one more, if not two. And of course, there will be ongoing debates. There's talks with the broadcasters in the UK, ongoing debates with leaders of the smaller parties as well in the weeks ahead.
All right. That's great. Fiona Mitchell, thank you very much.